Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Mornings on SEN. Kane Corns filling in for Jared. It's for the Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now. 15 minutes to 11 o'clock. If you're with us on 1629 SENSA in Adelaide, it is a quarter past 10. It's time to talk a little bit of spring racing carnival now with Charlotte Mills, the head of racing at Moonee Valley Racing Club. Celebrate a centenary of legendary lists at Ladbrokes Cox Plate Day. Charlotte, good morning and thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, Kane. Thanks for having me.
How is it all shaping up? Tell us about the Cox Plate field. How's it looking?
We've got third acceptances this Tuesday. So at the moment we've got a noms field of about 38. So naturally that will slim down on Tuesday. We'd assume to a couple of dozen, I'd say, by history. So, yeah, it's going to reduce down next Tuesday, and then obviously final acceptances take place just before the big race. And it could be a very small field this year. Obviously, the committee likes to choose the best horses for the race, and we have touted it Australia's best race, and therefore we want those ratings to be incredibly high to have and maintain Australia's best race.
Give us an insight into the selection process for the race.
Yeah, well, this will be my first year, so I'm learning very much on the job, and I'm enjoying what I'm seeing so far. So as those acceptances come in, and we'll see that on Tuesday, obviously Racing Victoria, as each of those acceptors race, and they will, I mean, some will actually race this Saturday in the Turnbull and some in the Epsom. So we've got a number of those contenders that are racing here and interstate. And depending on how they perform and the company that they're performing in, those ratings can be adjusted. And obviously that slides them through a scale of, eligibility or favourable positioning for the Cox Plate. And then on the morning, Tuesday morning, where we have breakfast with the best, we have some of those runners obviously out there on the Tuesday morning. And the committee will sit down and work through and deliberate. They'll have a pretty good idea by that stage as to who they want to see in the race. There's some pretty obvious contenders. And as an example, Mr. Brightside's automatically in because he won the Group 2 fan stakes at Moonee Valley. So there's that natural entry in. And then some of those favourites that you're hearing, the names of the Zarkies, the Animos, Jewis, will be racing this Saturday, and anything can happen between now and the race, obviously. But it's shaping up to be a pretty strong field so far.
And the international participants, so of course, you had some terrific internationals in past years, including last year's winner, State of Rest. What will those representatives look like this year, do you think?
Yeah, probably some disappointment that State of Rest isn't coming back to defend his title and has been retired overseas, but we would like to see naturally having an international competitor in the race brings the international audience and a global spotlight. Interesting form to look at from overseas compared to our Australian runners, but there are a couple of horses that are still on the acceptances list, El Bodegon and My Oberon. And technically, they have international form. They've arrived here in Australia. They're at Werribee in quarantine at the moment. But they've been handed over to Australian trainers in Chris Waller and Annabelle Neesham. So they still have to make the eligibility cut. El Bodegon's in that list. My Oberon doesn't have as high a rating, but may still be considered by the committee. So the committee will sit down on that Tuesday and work through, obviously, those two international horses that are now in Australian-trained hands. They're up against some other competitive options for the committee to consider, and those that probably have some more recent form that's very exciting.
And the Moonee Valley Carnival, I should say, is 2 days. The Friday night meeting, that's the October 21 meeting, is usually a massive success before the Cox Plate the following day. Ticket sales and the buzz and the atmosphere and the crowds that you're expecting, it's going to go nuts, isn't it, Charlotte?
It is to have Moonee Valley, as everyone knows, is quite the velodrome, and the atmosphere it creates is very unique. So to have not had the crowds for 2 years, we're certainly looking to bring those back with as much energy as we possibly can. The numbers for the Cox Plate are almost in sellout mode, so we're really excited about that. Not quite the crowds that we had of Winx years, but we've got a bit of a reduced footprint with all the redevelopment that's going on, but that won't change the level of intensity that is there for both the Manikato Stakes on the Friday night. As you say, it's a double-decker weekend, and then the Saturday for the Cox Plate. So we have quite a few events leading up to it. So I think the full week of the Cox Plate Carnival is going to be an exciting one.
It's going to go off. Charlotte, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Kane.
Charlotte Mills, Head of Racing at Moonee Valley Racing Club. You can experience the ultimate mates day out with racing, food, drinks and one legendary party in the Ladbrokes Mates Mode Carnival Zone. Charlotte Mills joining us there.